In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sathis, that's enough. That single gesture that you just made with piety, with reverence, with devotion, and with love is enough to convert nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. What you just did, dear faithful, you simultaneously proclaimed the two things necessary to believe for salvation. That there is but one God, and He is in three persons. There is one divine nature, and yet three relations within that one divine nature. And because it was a cross, you proclaimed at the same time the redemptive incarnation of the second divine person, our Lord Jesus Christ. Without belief in these two articles of faith, there is no salvation. Salvation comes from God, and it came in the flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ to save us of our sins. Why would we need a Savior if we had nothing from which to be saved? We are all guilty of sin and require our Lord's salvation to be saved. It's belief in the Trinity and belief in the incarnation of the Son of God, co-eternal with the Father, begotten, not made, that we have the promise of salvation. How are we going to give that promise to others so that they too may not experience the fires of hell, but may receive the glories of everlasting life in heaven? It will be done in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. This is a mystery. A mystery means that we are able to say it truthfully, without error, that there is but one God, and that that one God is a Trinity. Three persons in one God. We say it, and yet we do not fully understand what that means with the frailty of our own human reason, even illuminated by the light of faith in this valley of tears. But what you confess with your lips in this world, you will see face to face in eternity because of your fidelity and your adoration of this mystery now. This is our faith. This is the one true faith in the one true God. And make no mistake about it, that there is only one true God, and that one true God is in three persons. Let no one tell you to the contrary, that to deny the Trinity is still to believe in the one true God. And may the grace of the Blessed Trinity, may the grace of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost move throughout the chaos of this world, as it did in the beginning, in order to reunite, re-enkindle, and restore what it is that He has created to be holy. From the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, you will read that throughout creation, that God created, and it was good. He created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the plants, the animals, and he said they were good. And then he said, let us make man in our image and likeness. Let us make man in our image and likeness. That you were created in the image and likeness of the Most Holy Trinity. That God would say to you, we created you in our image and likeness because we love you and we want to be part of the love of your heart that we created, and we want you to be a part of our eternal love. He created you with the love with which he created the entire universe. That Almighty God would make you out of nothing in order to give you the promises of everything in eternity. That mystery that loves you, we must adore. If we wish to restore our society, its morals, its values, its customs, its culture, its civilization. If we wish to restore all of these things, we must first restore the sacred. We must first restore adoration to God. Everything falls into place after that, because everything after that he created. And when it is that we put him first, that everything else is taken care of by him. Not that it takes care of itself. It depends and relies on its very existence from the Most Holy Trinity. And when we put the Most Holy Trinity first, everything else is taken care of by the Most Holy Trinity. To restore society is to restore the sacred. And to restore the sacred, we must adore the one true God and adore him publicly. Publicly. That we would not be, as the apostles were before Pentecost, afraid, cooped up into a nice room where we were comfortable, where we were in the presence of our friends. But that by the grace of the Holy Ghost, we would go out into the streets, even at the expense of our own, you might say, self-love. That people would confuse what it is that we say with being drunk, as they confused the apostles on Pentecost. But that we would proclaim with our bodies, with the gestures of the temple of the Holy Ghost that you are, that we adore the one true God. How? How can you do that, really? In a world, in a month, where there are so many blasphemies, sacrileges, unnatural and unholy acts publicly displayed during the month that is consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and all in the name of pride. To restore society is to restore the sacred, and it begins with humility. The powers of darkness have utilized this word, pride, to infest a world conquered by the cross, that singular sign of humility which echoes in eternity, that world won by the cross would be attempted to be infiltrated under the guise of the most noxious of sins, pride. And the response, the restoration of society, and the reparation for these sins is humility. Our Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself not only to die on the cross, but as he says, to be with you always, even until the end of time. Has he not kept his promise? He's right there. In 4 days hence, he will be removed, taken out of the dwelling place of that promise, taken out of the tabernacle and brought into the streets, where in the same streets, in the same month, are nothing but countless parades in the name of pride. Can there not be one procession in the name of holy humility? Where will you be on Thursday evening? And what can you do to restore society, to restore the sacred, and to restore the adoration of the one true God? We will process humbly through these streets in 4 days. Please join us. Join our Lord in reparation for our sins, our apathy, our silence, our infidelity, and in reparation for the sins of all of those who are led astray by wolves who utilize the sign, the very symbol that God used to promise that he would never again destroy the world by the flood, to make reparation for these sins, and to pray for those souls that commit them, duped by the wolves of our times, that we would follow the Good Shepherd as his sheep in this procession. Look up at the first coffer in the ceiling, just above the crucifix. You will see the chalice with the sacred host. Written inside is the name, or the abbreviation rather, of the holy name of Jesus. And surrounding the Most Holy Eucharist is the triangle, that frail symbol that reminds us of the one true God in three persons, the Most Holy Trinity. In adoring the Most Blessed Sacrament, you adore the one true God. You restore the sacred, and you restore society. That from this valley of tears, we may be preserved, we may be nourished, we may be protected, that we may go from the obscurity of the mysteries that we confess in faith now, on the streets of concrete and asphalt, to process to the golden gates of our eternal destiny in heaven, where with the angels and all of the saints, we shall adore the one true God, the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, now and forever. Amen.